As we continue on South Bay Sunday, Kathy Jackson, the CEO of Second Harvest of Silicon Valley, is here with us. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Good to have you back. Now, here it is, the first weekend of November. We've got the World Series behind us. Election Day just a couple of days ahead. It's an awful turning point where people are just kind of exhausted, and the holidays are just around the corner. So why should I care about the people that Second Harvest helps?
Well, actually, that's a great question, Sam. And I think the truth of the matter is that right now, a lot of people probably aren't thinking about hungry people. They're thinking about the Niners and the upcoming game, or they're debating the election. So,
right, just 2 days off.
Exactly. So maybe I should start with who we feed at Second Harvest.
Sure.
We feed hardworking families and individuals who can't make ends meet. They are literally every shape and size, every race and ethnicity. They live in every community of our two counties. Some are working, some are not. Some are highly educated, some are not. I suspect that you see people, I know I see people every day who are struggling with hunger. I just don't recognize them.
You know, you brought up a point here because you're talking about the focus on hunger, and you're right, we don't recognize them, but we've been hearing statistics for the last 18 months or so while everybody's been running for public office, the various primary seasons and so forth, about the growing ranks of people in poverty, the growing ranks of the unemployed, the food stamp generation, because more and more people are using food stamp now. So are those statistics real? Is it really a growing problem?
You know, amazingly, yes. Even in an improving economy, Second Harvest is still seeing the numbers of people that we provide food to edge up. Now, not nearly as quickly as they were just a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you who these people are. They may be a kid at your child's school. They may be a cafeteria worker at your child's school. It could be the woman who gives you a manicure or a pedicure. It could be the clerk at the local hardware store. So many of these people are working, but because the cost of living is so high here, they may struggle to do something as basic as reliably put nutritious food on the table.
And you see these people every single day. You mentioned, you know, the various types of people. I imagine you have had your eyes opened a few times when people have come in.
Sometimes it's just shocking. And maybe I could introduce you to a couple of the hungry people that we serve. And let's start with some kids. Our barrels are out across the two counties at this point, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to see two really cute kids on the barrels. And they are Bella, the little girl, and Chris. And let me tell you about Bella and Chris. When their parents lost their jobs, and they both lost them in the economic downturn, and then they lost their home, they struggled to provide basics like food on the table or even a roof over their heads. And they were often scared, and they went to bed hungry. One day, Chris, the boy, looked at his mom and asked a question as a parent I can't imagine being asked. He said, "Mom, you're not working and Daddy's not. Are we homeless?" Now think about that.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, Eddie and Love, that's actually their names, their parents are Eddie and Love, they didn't want the kids to know how bad things were. So over the summer, they decided to turn their lives into kind of a camping adventure. And they literally camped out at the beach in a tent. Okay, they had nowhere else to go except for their family car. There they are on the beach. They cooked out. They read stories together. They cuddled at night. And amazingly, out of this adversity, no home, no jobs, they forged a tighter family bond. Now, along the way, they did find their way to Second Harvest. And they call the food that they've gotten from us and the fresh produce the key to their survival. I mean, the key to their survival. Now, the great news in this story is that Eddie has since gotten a job,
mm-hmm.
and they have found a safe place to live. So, and Second Harvest and the folks that support us helped build that bridge to a place of stability for those two kids and for their parents.
It's great Second Harvest was there, but Second Harvest isn't the only organization. Why would I care about Second Harvest as an organization to help people as opposed to, say, another one?
Sam, you're asking me hard questions today. But it's a great question. So let me come at it maybe from a couple different standpoints.
Okay.
First of all, hunger is a really basic need. There is not any need that is much more foundational than that. I used to talk about clothing and shelter and food, and then somebody said to me, no, you've got it wrong. It's air, food, and water.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you need to survive. You may live in your car. You may not have health insurance. You may not be able to deal with a lot of the necessities of life. But food is not a long-term problem. It's a short-term problem. You have to eat now.
Right.
So it's a basic, basic need. And, you know, local hunger is a problem that we can solve together. There is so much wasted food out there, far more wasted food than the number of people who actually need it. So we can address that. And yes, the root causes of poverty are difficult and challenging, but feeding a neighbor in need is not. That's easy.
There's a columnist who writes every year about what he calls the untied way. Not the United Way, the untied way. And what he suggests is you go to your ATM, you get however much you want in 20s, however much you can afford in 20s. You go out, you find people who are down and out, you give them each a 20. That's his way of giving. It's an interesting way of giving, but I'm wondering about giving that 20 directly to a person as opposed to, say, giving that 20 to Second Harvest. Why would Second Harvest be a better recipient of that $20?
Well, I would never suggest that giving money directly to someone wouldn't be a tremendously philanthropic thing to do. I suppose that's the ultimate directed philanthropy. You're giving it to Joe, and Joe's going to have that, and certainly they're getting all 20 of the 20. But if I'm a donor, let me tell you what I'm thinking about. I want to give my money to someone who is going to be as careful in spending it as I would be myself. And so let me tell you why that's Second Harvest. First of all, at Second Harvest, 95 cents of every dollar that we raise goes to programs to provide food for hungry people. Okay, I can't tell you a buck of every buck does, but 95 cents of every dollar is extraordinarily high, okay? Secondly, because of the way we source our food, we source fruits and vegetables from the Central Valley, from the Imperial Valley, from Yuma, Arizona, from adjoining states, and then because we source other donated food and then buy in large quantities and really opportunistically, we can take a dollar that you give us, we can take that $20 and turn that into 40 nutritious meals. Now, I don't think the guy on the corner can take that $20 and turn it into 40 nutritious meals. Even eating a dollar meal at a local fast food place, A, we might quibble over whether it's nutritious or not, but at most, they can maybe come up with 20 meals. We can do 40. So we're extraordinarily efficient in that regard. And finally, we rank in the top 3% of charities nationwide for our accountability, our financial stability, our efficiency. We've received Charity Navigator's 4-star rating. That's the highest rating you can get, 6 years running. So if I'm a donor, those are things I pay attention to. It's a local cause. We're really efficient in how we address it. And it should be solvable. Those are all good reasons to support Second Harvest Food Bank.
Yeah, I'm thinking 18 McDoubles or $40 worth of maybe more nutritious food. And we volunteered recently, as you well know. I don't want to see an apple again for a while.
But, I'll bet that's true.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you had a sore back the next day.
It was apple season, and we were stacking lots and lots of apples. I don't know how many thousands of apples we packed, but it was a great experience to do that. And you know that, you know, an apple a day, apple goes out there.
There you
and
go.
It's good for your family.
Well, you know, they say food is the first medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking through our warehouse yesterday at our new facility. And let me tell you what was there. This is amazing to me. Now, I should first tell you that last year, for the first time ever, more than 50% of the food we distributed at Second Harvest was fresh fruits and vegetables. Let me tell you what was in our cooler yesterday that went out to people. It was amazing. Celery, lettuce, spinach, oranges, apples, Asian pears.
Mm-hmm.
Asian pears, pomegranates. I was like, wow, we must be a Northern California food bank. This is pretty trendy food.
Getting me hungry, though.
In all seriousness, this was all donated to the food bank. All we did was pay for the packaging and the transportation. So for pennies on the dollar, we have this bounty of produce. So it's not only providing food to people, but providing really nutritious food.
Well, here we are, early November. The holidays are coming, and during this next month or so, there's going to be a lot of hands out, a lot of people asking, a lot of kettles, a lot of buckets, a lot of people wanting donations. So convince me to donate to you and tell me where I can.
Okay, good questions both. Well, first of all, why now? We are coming into the holiday season. I think it's a time when people are thinking about community. They're thinking about giving. They're thinking about family, meals together.
Mm-hmm.
What a gift to allow someone else to experience that same sense of togetherness, fullness, family time without worrying about where their food is coming from. I'll also tell you candidly, over the next 2.5 months, Second Harvest will literally try to raise half of our annual budget, which is, and so in total, $12.4 million over the next 2.5 months and 2 million pounds of food. So we try to ride that wave a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because it's a time of year that people are thinking about food and family and community and want to come together to do something. So how do you do it? Well, a lot of different ways. You can go to our website, www.SHFB, secondharvestfoodbank.org. You can call us to donate, 866-234-3663. As important as that number, if you need food, go to our website or call us at 1-800-984-3663. So really, really important numbers for people to know if you want to support us, if you want to receive food. Beyond that, run a drive. All the instructions are on our website. Get together with your family or your dorm floor or your buddies or your church group or, you know, your just people in your neighborhood and run a food and fund drive for Second Harvest. That was fund, not just fun,
uh-huh.
although they are both.
Yeah.
Come and volunteer at the food bank. But recognize that while people tend to think about volunteering in November and December, we need volunteers all year long because we're sorting food and feeding people all year long.
You know, you mentioned that family that you helped transition. Is that usually the case? Is transition an important part of things? Do you see people, in other words, do you see people who come back year after year, or is Second Harvest about moving folks along and moving folks up?
Well, you hope that you're moving folks along and moving folks up. I think it's true nationally and probably locally as well that most people who go to a food pantry or a soup kitchen typically now are going for 6 months or more. So it's a more extended stay, if you will, and a more extended degree of need than I think was true historically. But it's not a situation where we're providing food year after year after year to the same people. That just doesn't happen.
Here's an odd thought. You know, I deal with nonprofits constantly. That's what I like to do here at the station, and they all do good.
Absolutely.
But this time of year, I find some are competitive with others and saying, well, that organization this and that organization that. And sometimes that's counterproductive.
Absolutely.
So Second Harvest, do you work with other organizations, Martha's Kitchen, various?
Absolutely. We sure do. You know, think of Second Harvest as being kind of a warehouse of food or an aggregator of food. We collect food, but you don't see long lines of people outside the food bank.
Right.
I think you tend to think you will, but you don't. Well, why not? Why don't they come there? The reason is that we actually distribute the food in concert with 325, we call them our partner agencies. They are our friends, and they are our last mile to get the food to people. So we provide food through so many different organizations, soup kitchens, pantries, churches, senior centers, YMCAs, Boys and Girls Clubs, homeless shelters, 700 different locations up and down the peninsula and into Silicon Valley and south. And we could not do it without them. They could not do it without us because we provide the vast bulk of the food that they distribute.
Well, there you have it. If you're hungry or if you're hungry to help, get in touch with Second Harvest. And the big drive is on right now, right?
It absolutely is. You will see our barrels, we hope, in almost every public building, corporate building, grocery store from here up to San Francisco. And please give generously and do recognize that $1 equals two meals. So while we love the cans and the turkeys and everything else that we get, boy, we can really leverage the dollars.
If we want to volunteer, what kind of volunteer work can we expect to do?
So many different things. Groups tend to come in and they either sort the food drive or they sort different kinds of fruit. Now, what do we mean by sort it?
Mm-hmm.
Pluck out the stuff that's not so nice and toss it and box or bag what remains. So that's what happens with groups. But honestly, Second Harvest relies on volunteers in every single department of our organization. I'm working with a guy on a strategic plan right now. He's volunteering his time to help us do that. We just had a law firm that spent an enormous amount of time helping us revise our bylaws. Again, pro bono. So we have people in all walks of life with all different kinds of skills who find ways to help the food bank.
Around in the corner, the holidays are here. If you're in a giving frame of mind, get in touch with Second Harvest. Give us the phone number and the website one more time, Kathy.
Sure. The website is SHFB, like Second Harvest Food Bank, .org, and the donation line is 866-234-3663.
Kathy Jackson, here's to a happy holiday season and a less hungry one.
Hey, thank you so much, Sam.
That's our South Bay Sunday for another week. Next Sunday is Veterans Day. We'll have lots of Veterans Day stories from the veterans themselves. Have a great week. In the meantime, if you see a veteran or a soldier, thank them for their service to our country. I'm Sam Van Zandt. See you next week here on South Bay Sunday.